It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, our next guest is Mr. Andrew Sandstrom up in Gunnison, Colorado. Now, you know, I've been kind of highlighting some places to go to get out this summer. Gunnison, the whole Gunnison Valley, is one of my favorite destinations up in Colorado. Been going up there for years. Now, Andrew is with the Gunnison Crested Butte Tourism Association, and he knows a lot about what's going on, and I thought it would be wonderful to get Andrew with us, and let's just talk about maybe a trip up in the Gunnison Valley, up in that neck of the woods. Andrew, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well,
I think, you know, this year with social distancing requirements, we're a great place to come and visit. We have our county is about 1.5 times the size of the state of Delaware, but it's over 80% public lands. So we have over 2 million acres of public lands in the Gunnison Valley, and it spans all the land managers. So we have Forest Service land, BLM, Park Service land, as well as Colorado Parks and Wildlife land. So pretty unique in that regard.
You know, it's kind of interesting, or it's interesting to me, Andrew. My first experience in Colorado was in Gunnison when I was in my late 20s. I'd never been to Colorado. Went up and actually was the Three Rivers Resort and Outfitting there in Almont, which is right at the headwaters of the Gunnison. I went there and actually wrote some articles on the first trip way back there in those days. But Gunnison to me and Crested Butte, that whole valley is just, if you've never been there, folks, and you're planning a vacation, it's well within driving distance from anyone. If you're listening to me here in Texas, you know, the fishing, I'm actually planning a trip up there soon, to fish in Blue Mesa, and also maybe to fish the East or Taylor Rivers for the salmon up there and the trout. Awesome fishing up there, Andrew. And we're going to have devote another show here next week strictly to fishing, but there's just so much more to do up there, isn't it?
Yeah, and so, you know, I can tell you a couple things about our fishing. We in the valley here, we actually have 5 state records by weight and 6 state records by length. Rainbow trout, brown trout, lake trout, tiger trout, cutbow, cutthroat are among those state record fish. So we're very well known for our trout fishing, fly fishing. As you mentioned, Three Rivers Resort in Almont, that sits between the towns of Gunnison and Crested Butte and is the intersection of the East River, the Taylor River, and it's the start of the Gunnison River, hence the name Three Rivers. The Gunnison River is very popular to do float trips. So folks actually do drift boats or rafts and fly fish off the boats. The Taylor River has some incredible wade fishing, so you can wade in. And as you head higher up in the Alpine, there's some wonderful small creek fishing as well. And as you mentioned, once the Gunnison River winds through the town or the city of Gunnison, you end up at Blue Mesa Reservoir, which is the largest body of water in the state of Colorado and was home to the largest landlocked salmon run for a number of years. The salmon numbers have declined a bit as the lake trout have numbers have grown in Blue Mesa. But, you know, people do the trolling for, you know, trophy-sized lake trout there in Blue Mesa. The state record was caught at 50 pounds.
Ooh, boy.
In that area.
Yeah,
so
that's a monster. Yeah, it's so much. And just above Blue Mesa, as you well know, Andrew, is the Black Canyon of the Gunnison. And I went, it's been 20 years ago, but there are local guides there. And a guide took me, I was doing a story for a I forget which magazine, but anyway, I was on assignment for a magazine and went down the Black Canyon of the Gunnison. Steep vertical walls, I remember, inlets, little stream inlets. The trout were going up those streams to spawn, usually right at the confluence of the river and the streams. But absolutely beautiful country up there, Andrew. And I know there's some on Blue Mesa now. I want to kind of give all of our listeners an update on the real nuts and bolts of the fishing, and maybe get one of the guides, buddy of yours up there, that get him on, and you know, in a couple of weeks, and talk about trolling for those big lake trout in the summertime, like right now, you know.
Yeah, and I'm no expert on the trolling. I'll certainly leave that to some of the guides that are out there every
sure.
day. Just a little bit of history and information on the flow. So the Gunnison River flows into the Blue Mesa Reservoir, which is the first dam in what's called the Aspinall Unit. And then actually below it, there are two additional dams. There's the Morrow Point Reservoir and then the Crystal Reservoir. The Park Service does run boat tours down on Morrow Point Reservoir for folks that want to actually get down in the water in the Black Canyon of the Gunnison. And then the Crystal Reservoir can be accessed a little bit further down on the way towards Montrose. And then beyond the Crystal Reservoir, where the Gunnison River flows, coming in from the west, there are fishing trips up the Gunnison Gorge. So they actually have boats that you know the water's deep enough where they drive you up river with a motorboat, and then you can do some fishing out of there. That's called the Gunnison Gorge. So yeah, there's some really interesting flow of the waters through. Beyond just the fishing, we are a wonderful spot for big game hunting. So elk, deer, mountain lion, bobcats, all of the above. What was the world record elk was killed in the area, I believe it was in the 50s.
Yes.
And it was the world record for something like 40 or 50 years. That elk does hang in the Crested Butte Mountain Heritage Museum. So if you wanted to come check that out.
Andrew, I have a quick, interesting story. The elk you're talking about, I forget the gentleman's name. But
the Plute elk.
Yes, that's the name. Back in 25 years ago, when I first started writing about the outdoors, maybe 28 years ago, I was in Crested Butte. There was an old gentleman that had that elk hanging in his store. At one time, it was a service station, and it was a hardware store. I have a video where at the time, close to 30 years ago, this gentleman was probably, I'm guessing, up in his 70s, maybe 80. He was an older gentleman. I videoed, I still have it, a video of him telling about shooting that elk. And he pointed to, we said, "Let's go out here, son." And at the time, I was a young man. He pointed up to the mountain. He said, "I shot that elk right up there." And he pointed toward whichever mountain it was. And I just thought, wow, you know, and I believe he shot it with a lever action gun, maybe a 30-30 or, you know, a big slow bullets back in the day. But I thought you might enjoy hearing that story, Andrew, but I actually interviewed the gentleman that killed that elk, you know?
Yeah, and so my understanding of the story as well is that he did shoot it for the meat, brought the meat back into town and was telling all his friends at the bar about how big it was, and no one believed him. So he went back out for the rack.
Right, right.
World-class
elk. And he had it in his, it was a hardware store back in those days. I don't know.
And so actually it was called Tony's Conoco.
That's
it. And that is the site of the Mountain Heritage Museum now. So
okay, I'll have to go there. I've got to go in.
Yeah, and so it's kind of neat when you go in. They have the front part outfitted like his old hardware store, Conoco. So you can see some of the old supplies he stocked. And then when you go in towards the back, there's other history around the area.
Well, folks, you see this little visit with Andrew and myself. You see how much there is to how much history and interesting, not only just scenery and fishing and hunting, but this part of the world. It gives me a feel, Andrew, when I go back there. You go back into some of those old pot mines where they've dug, you know, holes, and you see some of the old structures that have to be over 100 years old, probably way over 100 years old, you know, are still there. It's just John Denver nailed it, you know, in his singing and his writing about the Rocky Mountains. I will never forget the first time I was up there as a young man in my 20s. Been back many, many times, and I'm looking forward to getting back up there and fishing at Blue Mesa, maybe fishing some of the, you know, some of the rivers or creeks, but the Rocky Mountains are calling me back, Andrew. I'm going to heed their call.
Well, we'd love to have you here. It's been a gorgeous start to summer. We've had some wildflowers blooming. The aspen leaves have come in.
Oh boy!
The rivers are flowing. So it's been a great kickoff to summer.
A glorious time. What I'd like you to do is connect people with the website there. I've been on your website there, and it's a lot of information, a video even. If they want to just learn more about the Gunnison, Crested Butte, the Gunnison Valley, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, and so our website with the Tourism Association is www.gunnisoncrestedbutte.com. And that's GUNNISONCRESTEDBUTTE, GunnisonCrestedButte.com. We have wonderful resources to plan on best ways of getting here. We do have direct flights most summers. We have from Houston and Denver. In the wintertime, we have Houston, Denver, and Dallas flights directly into the Gunnison Airport. As well as it is a very doable drive. We have a lot of folks from down in your area that do drive up here for the summers as well. On the website, there's info on activities. We're very well known for our mountain biking, hiking, horseback riding. Again, most of our attractions are centered around the public lands. That being said, the towns do have some wonderful amenities. In the town of Crested Butte, there's something like 50 restaurants. The whole town is a National Historic District. Same with Gunnison. There's some wonderful amenities, an art center down there. So you can really get the different experience that you'd like, you know, from being kind of in a downtown bustling area to a remote cabin in the woods, depending on what you're looking for.
You can. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for being with us, buddy. And I look forward to getting up there and spending some time in that awesome area. We'll get you back. I tell you what, next week we're going to have another treat on the fishing up there. I'm going to try to get John there with us that you've told me about. That's with your group, and we're going to talk fishing. So, folks, tune in again next week as always, and we're going to go back to Gunnison, Colorado. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Sitemark, Texas-raised hunting products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, The Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.